त्रिंशे तु तस्यैव कपिलस्योपदेशतः ज्ञानभावेन तन्मातुर् जीवन्मुक्तिर् उदीर्यते।
there in CC, where Lord Chaitanya says to Haridas Thakur that Tomas Parshi Pavitra Hoyate, I am touching you to get purified. Why? Because Kshane Kshane Karatumi Yadnya Tapo Dana, Kshane Kshane Karatumi Kshane Kshane Karatumi Sarvatirtes Nan, Kshane Kshane Karatumi Yadnya Tapo Dana, Kshane Kshane Karatumi Chari Veda Adhyayam. You are reading, because why you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, 24 hours a day. So you are, every moment you are taking bath in Ganges and other all the tirthas, every moment you are doing charity, austerity and sacrifice, every moment you are reading four Vedas just by chanting Holy Name. So actually Advaita Acharya also faced similar problem when he had to give Shraddha Patra, because in Shantipur there were many Karmanishta Brahmanas there. But then Advaita Acharya gave this Shraddha Patra to Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur said, no, please don't give it to me, because you know what will people say? He said, better give it to some Brahmana. So Advaita Acharya says, he smiled and he said, don't worry Haridas, I am following scriptures, you know, I don't have to worry, he says. Then he says that, quotes from scripture one verse, which says that Brahmananam Sahasreshu Sastrayaji Vishishyate. Satrayaji Sahasreshu Sadva Saro Vedanta Paraga. Saro Vedanta Vit Kotya Vishnu Bhakta Sudurlaba. Vaishnavanam Sahasrebhyo Ekantino Pisaha. He says that among millions of Brahmananam Sahasreshu, thousands of Brahmanas, those who can perform sacrifices is better and rare. Among thousands of those who can perform sacrifices, one who understands the purport of Vedanta is greater. Among the thousands of those who understand the purport of Vedanta, one Vaishnava is greater. And among thousands of Vaishnava, one who is pure devotee of Krishna, pure Vaishnava, is the greatest. And you are the crest jewel of all pure devotees. Therefore, by feeding you, I am feeding billions and billions of Brahmanas. He says. So like that, he offers Shraddha Patra to Haridas Thakur. So Mahaprabhu also quotes this verse to glorify Haridas Thakur. And then, let's read what Vishnu Chakra Thakur comments on this. You know, Gariyan means worshipable. Even if a dog eater is worshipable, one who is chanting your name, and it is already understood that he has, you know, performed all austerities, bathed at all places already, and you know, like that, one who has followed all scriptures already, read all scriptures, Brahma Anuchu also means read all scriptures, studied all the Vedas. So let's see what Vishnu Chakra Thakur writes here. Sadhya savanaya kalpate iti yaduktam tadapi na kinchid yataha soma yaga kartrubhyopi adhikyam eva asya phalato bhavet iti aha. So saying that he immediately becomes qualified for performing yagyas, Vedic yagyas, is an understatement, Vishnu Chakra Thakur writes. Because he gets much more than that. Not just qualification to perform swaha. He gets much more than that. Yeah. What's that? He says that, aho bata iti asharyad api etad asharyam. Oh, how wonderful is that? Yasya shvapachasya juvagre juvaya agre eva natu sampurnayam tasyam iti asamyaktaya uccharitam. Jivagre, when you chant your holy name, not completely also, Ram, Jivagre, Krishna, not completely, Krishna, he may not have completely pronounced, asamyaktaya means not completely, Ram, like that, Krishna, like that also if he chants, still. Vartate eva natu vruttam iti asampurnam uccharitam. Nama ekam eva natu namani. Vartate nama tubhyam, one holy name of Krishna. Okay. Not many also required. not to speak of if he chants many names. Tubhyam eva mam prinetum vashikartum chaitiva ateva shopacho garyan. Now this is, if he chants such holy name, then he is able to please you or even able to control you. Of course it has to be holy name chanted, not namaparath. Okay. Atishayana gurur bhavati iti anyanapi namatmakam mantra upadeshtum yogyatam dhatte. Amazing. It mentions that not only he becomes qualified, he becomes qualified to instruct holy name to others. One who chants one's holy name, even if he is a shopacha, he is able to instruct others on holy name. Nanu tarhi sa shopacha yajna adi adhyana tapadi kam karotu. Then let that dog eater perform yajna, adhyayan and tapa, etc. No need, he says. Shri Chakradakar says, tasya ekasya ka varta annyebhi ye tava nama grundanti taeva tepur iti avadharanam labhyate. He says that it is understood that he has already performed all that austerities. He has already performed all the studies. There is no need to separately study. He has already done that. And sasnu juvu means sarveshu yajneshu. He has not only performed somayag, he has performed all the yajnas possible in the Vedas. Jyotishtam yajna, this yajna, ashwamedh yajna, all yajnas he has performed. And sasnu sarveshu eva tirtheshu. He has bathed in all tirthas, not just one tirtha or two tirthas. Aryapi teva na anni. And he is already can be called as Arya or civilized. And then he says that and because he has performed all that, he doesn't have to perform all that again, because he has understood that it is all laborious. Let me just chant holy name and serve devotees. Like that. And then he says, and don't also interpret this by saying that as long as he is chanting holy name, he is having this qualification. As soon as he stops chanting holy name, he is again dog eater. Why? He points out a grammatical proposition here. One who has chanted once. Not even he is one who is continuously chanting. One who has chanted once. Yeah. So, and that's how Vishnu Shri Thakur, he gives a very beautiful understanding of this verse. And therefore, such are your glories and your glories of those who chant your holy names. So how can I properly glorify you? So therefore, I am just offering my respects to you. That comes in text 8. Sorry, text 9. No, sorry, text 8. Tam tvamaham brahma parampumansam pratyak srotasyatmani samvibhavyam svatejasadvasta guna pravaham vande vishnum kapilam vedagarbham.
I believe, my lord, that you are Lord Vishnu himself under the name of Kapila, and you are the supreme personality of Godhead, the supreme Brahman. The saints and sages, being freed from all disturbances of the senses and mind, meditate upon you, for by your mercy only can one become free from the clutches of the three modes of material nature. At the time of dissolution, all the Vedas are sustained in you only.